from 104.5 The Zone, this is the Midday 180. Queued up by Edley's Barbecue with Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Glad you're with us. Alongside Paul Kuharski and Brent Wood, I'm Jonathan Hutton in Murfreesboro. David Reed, the chairman of the board in Nashville. We're ready to go. Coming up, Stephen Godfrey will join us. And one question, two answers a bit later in the show, plus some Titans discussion. But we begin the hour by saying hello to Davey Shepherd of Speedway Soccer, a part of the 104.5 The Zone podcast network. Follows Nashville SC closely as they participate in the MLS. And news coming down today, as we say hello to Davey, that Nashville SC has been withdrawn from the MLS's back tournament due to 9 positive COVID-19 cases across their roster. And what is a big opportunity missed, Davey, for the local sports fan to get a glimpse of the pro soccer product in Music City?
Yeah, I think that's spot on, Hutton. We talked about it just the other day. And I think what MLS kind of banks on with their scheduling and why they go against the normal soccer calendar throughout the majority of the world is that they bank on having that open summer where the majority of professional sports are not participating. That would be the case in almost every year, but it became even more important because of COVID-19. It was going to be the only American sport kind of back rolling with the addition of the NWSL, which is soccer as well. And now Nashville loses that opportunity. So by the time they are back playing potentially in their home market, we're looking at probably mid-August, which is 5 months after they played their last game. And the Preds are most likely going to be back at that point in time. The Titans are going to be in a preseason most likely at that point in time. And so you've lost that opportunity to really have the stage to yourself. And I think that's a huge opportunity gone for this club.
The wording of their release seemed Dallas-inspired to me, was very precise in saying, despite following the protocols, despite doing, made it very clear, like, hey, we did everything right. And it just didn't work out. Do we think, look, it's kind of splitting hairs to divide the blame, but it was very clear that the league and the other members of the league were unhappy with Dallas and felt like Dallas was careless. Does the league feel like Nashville was somehow careless and brought this upon itself in some way, shape, or form? Or is Nashville's circumstance different than Dallas's?
Well, I think probably the odd thing here is that we still haven't actually heard a statement from Don Garber and MLS as to what the whole deal is. We've heard it leaked from different sources, The Athletic, Stan Stekjaw, some of those places. I think it's great that it got out and we know now. But I'm very interested to see how the league phrases it itself. My gut, Paul, is yes, the league does place blame on these clubs. And at the end of the day, I don't have the inside information right now. Nobody around here does, but the facts are is that 24 teams got it right and 2 got it wrong. And so maybe you did do everything right, but you would just have to say that is just a completely unbelievably bad bit of luck, right? Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I would say that usually doing the wrong thing leads to wrong results more than just bad luck does. So we'll hopefully get more information there.
Have they been just sitting around for a week in Orlando?
Yes, since the positives were confirmed down there. Yeah, they have just been sitting around. And that's why when we talked the other day, I was saying I just there was no way they were going to play last night just because they hadn't been able to practice at all. But, you know, that's the whole thing is that Dallas and Nashville both, it seems to me that the bubble, whatever you want to call it, is working and that Nashville and Dallas both took the virus there with them. And so we'll see.
And what is I mean, Hutton, never mind, have been sitting around. They're going to be sitting around, right? I mean,
well, that's the next
they're
step
not hopping
here
on a plane to come back.
Well, I wonder, like, so what's the timetable now for when we could next see Nashville SC play? Do we know that?
Well, I think it just depends on what the league tries to do. There's been rumors before Nashville that it confirmed all of these positives that maybe there would be some like a home and home series between Dallas and Nashville to try to get them some of those games because for the group stages, for those games that are played, they count towards the, quote, regular season standings, which is going to continue after this tournament. So the knockout phase won't do that, but the group stage games do. So now Nashville and Dallas are both short three, quote, regular season games. And so if you could do a home-and-home series between those two teams while the tournament's ongoing, you make up two of those three regular season games, and then you only have one to schedule for the remainder of the season. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened, but that hasn't come from a league directive yet.
I wonder, Paul and Davey, I wonder if, like, because of NFL regulations, if they're going to have to find another stadium to play in if you do a home-and-home.
Oh, that's a very, very good point.
Where
very,
would they go?
Very good point.
Well, in a world with no fans, you'd seem to think they could kind of go anywhere. I mean, there's I know MLB is going to have two teams of kind of free agent pools playing at the Sound Stadium, so I would think that's out. NSC at the USL level has played at Vanderbilt Soccer Stadium before. I know Vanderbilt has been making some interesting sports-related decisions lately. I'll be surprised if they have fall sports in their entirety as well at Vandy too. So we'll see what that looks like there as well.
I think that Sounds thing is done based on the reversal of phase.
Oh, is it? Okay. There you go.
I think that's dead. I'm not positive, but that's what I've heard.
So. Gotcha.
Definitely fan wise, if they were going to continue to do that, like the fan stage of having people go and watch the product at 25% capacity, that was contingent on phase four, I believe. And we're, of course, still sitting in phase two for Davidson County.
So is
the silver lining in this that they're a year closer to their new stadium anyway? Like, have we started construction on that?
You know, if you're to say that there is a silver lining, it would have to be that, right? That it's not going to be two complete full seasons inside of Nissan Stadium. But the counterpoint to be to that would be the only game they played at Nissan Stadium had 60,000 people there, and it looked great.
Yeah,
and so not that they were going to do that all year long, but I think there was the possibility that they carried a pretty significant fan base through that stadium. And now you've lost that opportunity for people who were going to show up and sit in the upper deck. Now that goes away. So, but yes, do they want to play in their own stadium? Of course, they want to make all that money from concessions, from the gate tax, all that stuff. And it's less time that they will go without that.
So the demo is done at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And they're still waiting on construction.
Yeah. So there was a ruling from the counselor who's kind of been deciding everything over the last few months in relation to the stadium. And she found that one contract to the construction company didn't give enough time for public hearing to take place. So it's not that contract has been nullified, but basically they've had to hit pause and then reopen that public hearing phase. And then it's not that there was anything wrong with the contract per se, but you just got to do things by the right way. And in this particular circumstance, they didn't. So they were on track for quarter three construction, still on track for that. It'll just be a few more weeks than it would have been otherwise.
I don't know that their operation is big enough to need streamlining, but it seems to me if a lot of other sports operations with more going on have done some streamlining, are there any jobs over there that maybe are being judged to be less important? A franchise at the start that's done some hiring and not had any income. Are there any furloughs going on over there or unfortunate job losses happening?
Nothing that we've heard publicly. I would say that knife probably cuts both ways, that the fact that they are a new franchise means that, hey, we were probably expecting not quite as much income in the front, so we were already willing to survive where other people maybe necessarily wouldn't be. But then the other side is that they're probably already running with a little bit less of an established organization that the Titans or whoever would be otherwise. So hopefully, you know, we're not going to see that because, again, just in this set of circumstances, this club is really they're treading water. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's any fault of their own. We don't know the truth of that yet. But they were really, really banking on the ability to be in Nissan Stadium with no other sports going on and throw a great party once a week. And people were just going to show up, have a good time and end up liking the product and come back later. That's not happening right now. And that's definitely a knife in kind of the back of this team.
Dallas and Nashville, the only two teams within the bubble that had a COVID-19 positive test?
There was one with Columbus, but I think it came back as a false positive. So everything else has been Nashville and Dallas, yeah.
pretty remarkable.
I know.
These stories are just depressing, and you couldn't – I mean, it's cliche to say you couldn't write them, but if you said that these teams were going to go down there and only two teams were going to have them, but they were going to have so many that they couldn't play –
yep.
And then, you know, from a Nashville perspective, you said poor little Nashville, the expansion team that really needs the games more than anybody, was going to be one of them. It would have been a hard thing to envision, and yet here we are.
Follow Speedway Soccer on Twitter at Speedway SOC. Go ahead, Davey. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say the one thing I'm interested to see over the rest of this is what happens in the middle of the tournament when a team starts. Some positives happen down there. Is a team that's in the semifinals going to get the boot? What I would be interested to see. And I would bet that's what Mike Jacobs was saying. Hey, as long as this applies for everybody else moving forward, we're fine with this decision. So it'll be interesting to see if that is to happen.
And now it's going to be interesting to see how they come back, you know, are guys who are testing negative, for how long do they have to test negative for them to come back? How long do the positive guys have to stay down there before they can get to a negative test to come back? And it's sure as hell they're not piling them all on a plane and bringing them back together. That's for sure.
Davey, thank you, man. Appreciate the update and always great information there. And when's the next podcast drop?
We were planning on having one recapping games this week. We'll get one out next week to talk about the first week of the tournament, chat about what's going on, and hopefully have a little more direction about what's going to be happening with NSC in that amount of time as well.
Well, I heard this morning's game was better than last night's, but not much of a start.
Hard not to be, I would say.
1045thezone.com and click on the podcast page. It's where you can find it. Davey, thank you.
Yep, take it easy, guys.
Take care, bro.